coming to you live from the KMZ studios in Carrollton, Missouri. We're going to go to Class 1, District 6. South Shelby over Mark Twain tonight, 28-20. South Callaway, 55-7 over Westran. Brentwood, big over Louisiana, 41-0. And Harrisburg, the Bulldogs, the 5 seed, travel to Paris, and the 5 seed takes it. Harrisburg Bulldogs moving on. They will get to play Brentwood next week, and I believe have now won 6 games on the season. So joining us is Steve Hopkins of the Harrisburg Bulldogs. Coach Hopkins, congratulations. Tight win, great game. First win probably in Bulldog history in district play. Congratulations.
Thank you. It's exciting and yet going to be challenging to get ready, and we've got to help the kids understand that that's the first step, and now we need to prepare for step two. But extremely proud of our young men. They, you know, battled and were able to get a lead early. We did some great things early, but then, boy, we had to hang on by our fingernails, and that's just a credit to how hard Paris played, and they never quit either. And it just came down to the last few seconds, actually.
Talk about what you did early on to build that lead.
Yeah, we had Tanner Landis had a tremendous night throwing our quarterback. He had 3 touchdowns and 304 yards, and he threw all 3 touchdowns to Jace Carr, who had 6 catches for 189 yards. And the first play of the game was a 70-yard touchdown pass where we just really wasn't a long pass. It was just kind of a crossing route, but once Jace caught it, he headed upfield, got a great block from a freshman receiver, Anthony Alisea, and smooth sailing from then on. And he had another 70-yard touchdown pass in the third quarter. So, I mean, and kind of a shorter one in the second quarter. But, I mean, just a great job passing the ball. We ran the ball really well until our running back, Wyatt Robinson, was injured in the third quarter. He had 128 yards on 14 carries, and a touchdown. And we really had a nice lead, a 2-score lead at halftime, and had a 2-score lead all the way till under 6 minutes in the fourth. And then they scored, narrowed it to 6 points, and, boy, it was just hang on by your fingernail time at that point.
Did you guys get a stop at the end of the game to seal the deal?
We got a fumble recovery. Yep, they were in their 2-minute offense, and, that boy, we were struggling. We had so many kids hurt. We were playing linebackers and DBs, and then somehow we got a ball stripped. We stripped a ball out and was recovered by Austin Furlong, one of our bigger defensive linemen, who hustled to the spot, and that's just what we – are so pleased with, that they're learning to continue to play to the echo of the whistle, and there was the ball, and he got on it, and then we actually gave them back the ball with 0.7 seconds to go because we just couldn't quite wind it all up, but that was fine, and got a quarterback sack to end the game, even though they were on our 46-yard line, I think, at that point.
Yeah, as long as the kids understand the game situation, that it's 4th and 46, and you know, you know how coaching high school kids can be, so.
Yeah, we learned a lot of hard lessons tonight that I hope will apply this week and next year.
Yeah, and you know, you learn game situations by playing in tight games and high leverage games because, you know, you don't get much higher than district and playoff football. So you guys go to Brentwood next week. I don't know much about them. To me, it looks like that district is pretty wide open with those you guys and then the three top seeds. What do you know about Brentwood?
We know they're a very talented football team, and that's about it, to be very honest. We had all of our focus this week on Paris, and, I mean, all I did as far as Brent went is to find out, you know, how long the bus trip would take next Friday if we made it. You know, that was literally all I'd done. So I've seen on video kind of where they are, and that's about it. And I can tell you that. And now we'll get video in the morning, and then our coaching staff will go to work, and we have extremely good coaches, and they'll put together a great plan, I'm confident.
Yeah, and so it's gonna be a busy weekend for the coaches, and Coach, you've done it for a long time. I'm sure you're gonna have your practices ready on Monday, and you're gonna have the kids as ready as they can be to travel to Brentwood next week. So we appreciate you calling in. Call us back next week, win, lose, or draw, Coach, and congratulations on it is the first district victory in Harrisburg football, right?
Yes, it's the first time they've finished over 500, because no matter what, it's 6-4, you know, we have that. And that was just a kind of a goal we set when we got hired. It was one of the things that we talked about is let's have some realistic goals, and that was one of them.
All right, so, Coach, we lost you, Coach, but Harrisburg moves their record to 6-4 on the year, secures a winning season, wins a district game. Program turnaround, very, very happy for the Bulldogs. So